हरे कृष्णा भगवत गीता एसिटेज चैप्टर नंबर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। देवी सा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्तयम् मामेव ये प्रवर्तन्ते मायामेतं तरन्ति ते। देवी हे सा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्तयम् मामेव ये प्रवर्तन्ते मायामेतं तरन्ति ते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस सीसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। This is the divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Om Ajnanatimrandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादिनीं पाशात देशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेममृताय तेम कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमहम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांतराधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण नवियर इन चैप्टर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। कृष्ण इन दिस श्लोक ही सेज दैट डिवाइन एनर्जी ऑफ थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू ओवरकम। Just like if you see illusion, very difficult to overcome. One day, Narada requested Krishna, "Oh, my dear Lord, can you please show me the power of your Maya, your illusory energy?" Krishna, he was actually hesitate. Then Narada Muni became very, very adamant. "No, no, my Lord, I wanted to see your Maya, how it is acting." So Krishna Narada also said, "Okay, somehow I want to see." So then Krishna said, "Okay, no problem. I will show you my Maya, how is it working." Then Krishna said, "Okay, now I'm feeling very, very thirsty. You please go and bring a water." Then Narada saw nearby there was one very beautiful river was there. He went there to bring a water for the Lord. While he is going there, and he saw a very, very beautiful woman. Very, very beautiful woman, and Narada became completely attracted and his heart started changing. Then Narada started following this beautiful girl. Then this girl went to the village and Narada also started following this girl. After going there, Narada Muni requested this beautiful girl's father, "I want to marry your daughter." So then marriage happened very nicely. After that, Narada and his wife, they started living very happily. Then they produced the children. Then his children got married and they also produced the children. So in this way, Narada Muni, he was actually living very, very happily with his wife in his village. So one day, what happened? Suddenly, there was a flood. When the flood came, and everything is washed away. His wife is washed away in the water, Narada's wife. Then all his children, all his grandchildren, all his house, and even including the village also, got flooded in the water. So then Narada become very, very helpless condition. Oh, he was started crying. Oh, my wife is gone, my children is gone, my grandchildren is gone, my house is gone, my even the entire village is gone. So in this way, he was started feeling like anything. Then he was actually in a helpless condition. He was alone. He is standing alone and he is a helpless condition. He was actually crying loudly. He was crying loudly and he is asking for the help. Then finally he was trying to save himself. Then he shouted, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, please save me, please save me." Then suddenly there everything all flood, everything gone. Krishna appeared in front of him and he asked, "Hey Narada, you went to the river to bring water. Where is the water?" Then Narada Muni understood that how this Maya, how this illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is working, and he understood that. So even Narada Muni also got bewildered in the Maya. So what to speak of ordinary people like us? That's why Krishna says here, "My divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it." So because of the three modes of material nature, it is a very, very, it is a covered. We think that we are actually Aham Brahmasmi, we are Atma, but we are fully convinced that we are this body. Narada also, he also fully bewildered, and he was living with his wife, children, everything. It is an illusion. Everything is illusion, Maya. So similarly, we are also thinking that we are this body. Narada also fully convinced that he is living with his wife and children and everything. So we are also thinking completely that I am this body. And this body, in this way we are thinking. Just like when you see the rope in the night time, it will look that it is a rope is like a snake. We will be get bewildered. Oh, snake is there, snake is there. Then if you switch on the light and see, this is not a snake, this is actually the rope. So similarly, even a thread ball, if it is a fall on the floor, it will look like a hair. This is a thread ball. If it is a black thread ball, if it is a fall on the ground, then we will think that this is actually a hair. Then if you take it and check, it is actually a thread ball. So similarly, this Maya is a very, very strong. Krishna, why he is saying is the divine energy of me means whatever it is emanated from Krishna, it is everything divine. Because Krishna is a divine, and whatever the energy is created from Krishna, whether a material energy or spiritual energy, it is a divine. So that's why Krishna is saying here, Deviyesa. Deviyesa means a divine energy. So this energy is very difficult to overcome. These are three modes of material nature. If we surrender to Krishna, then we can cross very, very easily. Unless it is very difficult to overcome. So if you see, this Atma is a part of the divine energy. We are actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should be have a full knowledge. Krishna is having Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Satchit Ananda means Satchit Ananda means eternal knowledge and blissful. So similarly, we also eternal. We also have a knowledge. We also blissful. But unfortunately, this knowledge, this Atma, when it is come to this material world, this knowledge will be covered by the three modes of material nature. Fully it will be covered. Just like when the diamond is there, if you cover with some material, this diamond will be, the no more glittering will come. So similarly, this Atma also, it is struck with this material world. So that's why this even though this Atma is a very, very prakash, it is a very, very brilliant, very, very knowledgeable, there's a three modes of material nature and the illusion, it covers this Atma. So that's why it is difficult to overcome. It is very, very difficult to overcome. Generally, there are two type of Atma is there. One is Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha. Nitya Mukta means eternally liberated soul. They actually live in a Vaikuntha planet. They eternally got liberated. Then Nitya Baddha. Nitya Baddha means we are all conditioned soul. Why we are conditioned? Because we are under the three modes of material nature and we are completely illusion. So that's why it is a Nitya Bada. So here Krishna says Gunamayi. Gunamayi means, Guna means this is a rope. What kind of rope? This is a tightly tied by the rope of the illusion. So just like when you take one rope, it is a very very thin. Two rope, three rope, if you mix together, then if you mix together, we cannot break it. If it is a one rope, we can break it easily. If it is a two, three rope, if it is a twin, you know, it is a combined together, then it is a very, very difficult to break. So similarly, this is a rope of illusion. It is a completely bound by the hands and feet. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy. If somebody is tied our hands, somebody tied our legs also, then what will happen? We cannot free ourselves. We are completely bound. So who can free who can remove this knot? Somebody is liberated. Somebody is not bound by the hands and feet. Someone is free, then he can come and release this knot and release us from this bounding. So similarly, Krishna here saying, Devi asa gunamayi mama maya turattaya mami vaye prapattante maya metam tarantitam. This three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. If somebody is a surrender and take a shelter of Krishna or his bona fide representative, they can free this atma from this three modes of material nature. As we discussed yesterday, there are sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. These are the three modes of material nature, and it is covers the atma completely. This covering cannot be removed by even Lord Shiva, or even Lord Brahma also cannot be covered this three modes of material nature. Only the person who is liberated, the bona fide representative of Krishna or Krishna, can liberate us from this material clutches of the three modes of material nature. So mukti means only Mukunta. The Krishna's name is, one of the name is actually Mukunta. So mukti means only Mukunta can give the mukti. Nobody can give the mukti. Other people can recommend, but the ultimate sanction, the ultimate approval authority is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunta. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that very, very difficult to overcome the maya. Maya is very, very strong. As we discussed yesterday, according to the nature of the people, some people this maya covers less and some people covers more. According to our own desire and all those things, this maya keep on covers this living entity. Once it covers this living entity, we will think everything wrongly. Just like Narada, he thought everything is my family and all those things. Even though he is a brahmachari, he is not married, but still he was thinking, due to the maya, he is married and he is having children and all those things. We also, everything we think very, very wrongly because of this three modes of material nature and because of the illusion. So when we remove this covering by the knowledge, by surrendering to Krishna, then what will happen? Krishna says here, very easy to cross even beyond it. Once we get the perfect knowledge, what will happen? These are three modes of material nature. It will be removed, and then we will be, then no longer Atma is covered by the three modes of material nature. Then we can think exactly what is the right consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.